Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Good morning. Welcome to the Journey Now podcast. This is Donna Hawkins, and I've been at Journey for over 10 years. It's been a joy to serve in several areas of ministry, including this podcast. I'm a baby boomer, over 60, and some people at this age and stage use it to justify their belief system or rationalize their inflexibility. The good news is that transformation to be Christ-like continues even at my age. When I surrender the parts not like him, he is faithful to show me the parts that still need to be addressed. His gift of persistent oversight for my growth, it's truly a treasure. I lived a sheltered Midwest childhood, and it wasn't until I was in middle school in Pennsylvania that I realized communities could split over cultural differences. Then, attending a high school in California, I saw the initial toxic presence of my hidden prejudices. However, high school also provided the space where I was introduced to living a life for Christ. I'm thankful for the leaders at Journey who bravely set before us the community and cultural changes that have initiated conversations and opportunities for our local participation. Like so many topics of this season, biblical unity or anti-racism can ignite strong emotions and unsettling reactions. In a previous podcast, I shared how I believe healing or unity can happen from a one-on-one relationship. This is my next personal revelation as I step farther into the transitions happening around me. In the aftermath of the intense initial emotional response to the death of George Floyd, many voices were raised, marches and protests formed, and the institutional foundations began to shake. Glimpses of what could be changed were seen, and hope for a different future once became a word that we shared among us. Now it's quieter. News bits are fewer. More positive actions are being accomplished. It's quieter. But I realize that part of this quiet is my own quiet. It's an interlude that may even reflect many of my generation and experience. Please know this is not the silence of pretending nothing is wrong or someone else will fix this. My lack of voice or immediate visible action is not intended to ignore or turn away from the earth-shattering events that have rocked our world. This silence is purposeful. This is a step back to formulate a different viewpoint. This intermission between understanding and acting is the time needed for me to deconstruct and rebuild correctly. It's time spent in educating, listening, praying, and then eventually joining. It takes energy and purpose commitment to research and reveal the people who support my new thought process or challenge without shame my old thought process. I have found a need to discover what new arena holds space for my voice. Where do I invest my generosity or my presence? How does my personality fit with the opportunities of physical expression while still feeling secure and heard? As with the tidal undercurrents of change from the pandemic, I found I have to locate a place where I feel nothing changes, where I can disappear for a while in my heart and soul, where I can see and hear from God through the lens of his ever-present love, both for me and the world. In the Message version of Isaiah 40, the prophet encourages the reader to look at the skies. Who do you think made all this? Who marches this army of stars out each night, counts them off, calls them by name? So magnificent, so powerful, he says. I take deep comfort in the fact that the laws of the universe don't stop or falter. Each day, the sun sets and rises. Each night, even behind the clouds Above us, we have stars laid out in a creative pattern that can actually act as a GPS system. We have eclipses of the moon, a spinning earth, planets aligning and seasons changing. We have this abundance of visible creation, and yet there is still a known cosmos out there. We can turn towards these marvels to see a power beyond ourselves. And with it, we can see joy and hope and the unchanging wonderment of vastness and space. Manifested before me is God's handiwork, creating a firm foundation in this tilt-a-whirl juncture of time on earth. Yes, I need a season so that I can withdraw from the raw exposure of the erroneous cultural beliefs that I've embraced and racial undercurrents that I've ignored. And I have to withdraw in order to find out what truly are wounds that need to be healed or just a scarcity of understanding that needs to be revealed. Either way, a pause in my action has to happen so my soul can be quieted in order to hear above my own cries of repentance, above my own cries of distress and grief and confusion. So bear with me and others like me. My lack of response to this time of cultural upheaval and personal transformation is not silence. My response, well, it simply hasn't found a voice yet. Because I believe that in the heavens above and in the deep recesses of my heart, God is formulating my reply in the sacred echo of His voice through me. Thank you for listening to the Journey Now podcast. I hope you can tune in tomorrow for our next episode.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.